On Fridays, Animals in Action.
Animals in Action, Animals in Action.
I got the story just for you, Lindsay. A new survey found that 62% of single women with cats think that their pets are negatively affecting their love lives. But most people actually say that, no, it doesn't matter if Lindsay has X number of cats. How many cats do you
have?
Three.
Do you think that
that's not that many. It's okay.
Your crazy multiple cat ladiness is negatively affecting the impression that people have of you as like a potential lover?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was okay at two, and then when I got the third, it was just like, oh geez, I'm officially a crazy cat lady. I think so. And what I've experienced, and I brought this up the other day, is that there were two guys that I dated, one for 4 months, another for six, and both of those guys could never come to my house because they were so allergic. So allergic to the point that just hugging me and just me having been at my house at some point where cats were, they would like break out in a rash or something.
Secondhand cat hair.
So that allergy sucks. By association.
Yeah. So that kind of trained me to ask the question in the future, are you allergic to cats?
Well, have you ever met a dude? I mean, can you foresee yourself meeting a guy that would be worth, I guess, giving up the cats? Or
no. No, because
ouch.
For love?
Well, I think it's just like, at this point, the cats are like kids to me. So if you can't deal with them, then it's kind of a deal breaker there. Yeah. And also, I love all animals. And I don't want people to think that I specifically love cats. That's what I have right now. And it works out with my lifestyle.
Just like the DNA of the person that makes them allergic to cats, you loving cats and nurturing cats are all animals. That's in your DNA. So it's just something that you would be star-crossed.
Right. Like, I just think this one small thing that I can do on this earth to help is adopt animals. And I love dogs. I love all animals. And I'm hoping to do that, too. But for cats to be ruled out completely, that would take away a big part of me wanting to help the animals that need help. And so it wouldn't work for me.
Nothing a dude can do.
They can. Yeah. Okay. My dad was allergic to cats. And guess what? He just lives with cats because
he's got to
start dealing
with it.
Your allergies kind of build up. And I know you can do shots and take medicine and
like
stuff
fireball
like that.
Shots?
So you're saying try.
If they at least attempted and said, instead of just being like, oh no, you have cats. No, that sucks.
There's
like,
no
I'm
trying.
Out.
You're either allergic or you're not. And your dad might be lightly allergic, but someone who breaks out in hives, there's no trying.
No, my dad's allergies got better by living with cats because your immune system starts building up.
Yeah, but the guy whose immune system doesn't build up, do you expect him to wear a latex mask?
No.
I
just think, unfortunately,
have welder's goggles on all
probably,
the time.
I just know now to ask the question early on, and then if that's a situation where they're so deathly allergic, I just know that it wouldn't be compatible, and that's kind of it.
All right. Does anybody feel like Lindsay, 801-570-1019, or... You can call or text there, tweet us at alt1019 at morning alt that you're viewed as the crazy cat lady.
I know I sound that's why I'm surprised at this story that not many people think it negatively affects their love lives.
But what if in this world, this imaginary world where a cat, say you meet a guy and he loves your cats. Mm-hmm. He's not allergic, he's great. But for some reason your cat is allergic to guy.
They just need to get over it too.
They need to try
well,
harder.
Yeah. I mean, come on. How can you? Or if they just don't like the guy, they're going to need to learn to get used to it, I suppose, probably.
All right. I think somebody is calling in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 1019. Hello.
Brianna.
Brianna, talk to us.
Okay. So I've gotten allergy shots for the past like 6, 7, 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And they work, but they're definitely not something I would use for like a relationship. Like if that was the ultimatum. I just feel like I'm out because it's hell.
Oh.
So are you doing it to get over an allergy to your boyfriend, husband?
No, I grew up in a household full of at least like 10 cats like at once because my mom's insane, I guess you can say. And like when we went on vacation, just having that 1 week break from animals was like heaven. But as soon as I went back, it was awful. And so like since sixth grade, and on, I've been taking allergy shots for, like, cats and dogs, which we all have. It's great.
That's sucks that you didn't get the shots. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that also sucks that your parents realized that you were allergic to cats.
Oh, no. They said the same exact thing, though. They were like, you know, like, I heard that if you live with animals, you build up a resistance to them.
Right?
Which is what the allergy shot is trying to do, but on, like, a more scientific level, chemistry-wise.
But it didn't work out for you?
But what?
It didn't work out, the building up the,
right.
the resistance?
It did work, but it took a long time. Uh-huh. So it's like, if you're going to get into a relationship, it's going to take more than like a year.
Did you guys ever see the movie The Fly?
I don't think I have.
Okay, well, at one point, yeah, Jeff Goldblum has to go into this hyperbaric radiation chamber to mutate his DNA to get it to the point where he can become like homeo-friendly with flies or whatever. That's what you're asking your potential partners to do, or in Brianna's case, her parents were asking her to do. It didn't work out well for Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
That's why I'm not asking. I know now to ask the question in the first place, are you allergic? Because if so, it's just not going to work, and that's that, you know?
All right, Brianna, thank you for your call.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Sterling texts in, Lindsay is hot enough to make it work for me. And Scott says, Dusty needs to write a song about men being allergic to cats.
Okay.
All right, we'll take both those under advisement.